Okay, because
anyway,
I'm also on coordinating, and I know, for example, well, anyway, they're considering contracts for sure and setting up working groups in accordance with that. But
Madam Chair,
it's up to this body, and the coordinating committee is made up only of PMB members and national staff. Yes, who's speaking?
Yeah, this is Jim. Hello?
Oh, go ahead, Jim.
I'm having such a hard time following the conversation because my line is so bad, and I've tried two different phones here, and I just can't.
No, it's not your phone. It's the service.
Okay. Can I do this? Can someone just email me what we voted on tonight?
Yes, our Paul is very good about emailing the minutes, and then also he has sent out invitations to join the listserv, and that should have the instructions. If you have any questions, be sure to ask our Paul.
I will.
Very good about this. Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right.
So,
okay, how do other people feel about holding on to contracts or getting rid of it?
Point of information, may I ask hello, Madam Chair?
Hello. Yes.
Yeah, this is Joseph Kay. I have a question with regard to contracts.
Sure.
Does that relate to the LSB oversight of management that is part of management's selection and review?
No.
And does this governance committee have as its chair, as its one of its tasks to address issues having to do with the LSB relationship with management and staff in terms of performance evaluation?
Well, one of the items that we had listed on this agenda and that we can deal with at a later date is the LSB compliance with LSB roles and responsibilities. Some of those roles have to do, as you know, with the review of management, but this is not the personnel committee. I know the personnel committee is also dealing with aspects of that review.
I see. Okay.
Okay. So should we just leave it there as an unpopulated entity until we decide what we want to do with it, or do we want to decide right now?
Anyone? Just leave it in there.
Okay.
It would seem like it would be available as needed to be populated.
Okay. Then let's leave it as an ad hoc one, as we did the policies and procedures. Okay. So now, who would like to serve on bylaws working group?
Joseph K. does.
Thomas Ruff.
R. Paul. R. Paul Martin.
Joseph, Thomas, R. Paul. Any ladies?
Come on, ladies.
Vajra.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I might join at a later date. Just right now I'm overwhelmed. Okay, code of ethics?
Code of conduct.
Code of conduct, sorry.
Although it could include ethics issues.
Ethics, yeah, okay. Code of conduct.
Bob Lederer.
Grace?
Grace? Yes,
Grace?
I'll be on the code of conduct.
Okay. Who else? I heard someone else. It's Bob, Grace, and who else?
Sarv.
Oh, Sarv. Okay. Okay. So then we'll put out a query asking for those who are absent tonight to join as well. Okay, so I think that takes care of that item. Anything else anybody wants to add before we move on?
This is Bob.
Yes.
It helps to ask for a volunteer to convene the first.
Oh, that's true. Because seven. Sorry, Grace. Can you convene code of conduct?
Yes.
Okay. And who wants to convene the bylaws?
Oh, I suppose I can.
Okay, our Paul. Thank you. Okay, moving on to the confidentiality agreement. who proposes Bob?
No,
Bob
actually,
and Sarv did at the PNB meeting, I know.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, it was sent. My computer is down here, so if somebody has a computer, they can pull out.
I have the text. I can read it if you'd like. But before I just read the documents, Sarv, do you want to set up what the background of this is?
Well, you know, in many, many local station board meetings, and sometimes also at the PNB level, we are privy to information that's confidential in nature, somebody's personnel, files, and you know, medical records, and this and that, and a whole bunch of slew of things. And so, executive director suggested to have some kind of a confidentiality agreement that would be applied to the governance side of the organization, that be PNB and LSDs, so that we don't violate the private and confidential material of people. And so it was that was the backdrop of it. And so I introduced it at the Pacifica National Board in Houston. And it was, since the time was short, they referred it to our governance committee. So that's how it ended up here. And I think it's urgent because our executive director and a lot of other people thought it was important to put something in motion here and see what we can do here so that people's confidentiality is not violated. So that's the background.
Okay,
and Bob, did you want to read the proposed form?
Yeah, okay.
This is stemming from, this was proposed at the PNB meeting that we had in Houston. There were some, myself included, who wanted to change a couple of words in it, as I recall. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, I'll actually read, this is the draft minutes of that meeting. It says, Rondella moved that the PNB adopt the attached form to be used by PNB and LSB members as a standard confidentiality agreement form, and all members of these boards sign this agreement. And then it was moved to be referred to the governance committee, and that passed by the board. Okay, so here's the text of the sample confidentiality agreement. In early January, the PNB was urged to consider adopting standard confidentiality statement and require that a PNB and LSB, there's a typo here, anyway, that PNB and LSB members sign it. Below is a sample confidentiality statement based on a form developed at KPFA. Okay, I, and then the person's name, a blank, understand that as a member of blank, that I may be privy to confidential information pertaining to real or potential legal action involving the Pacifica Foundation, personnel information, and other confidential information. I understand and agree that all such information is privileged and confidential to the Pacifica Foundation, including but not limited to, number one, confidential information from legal counsel, number two, discussion in closed proceedings of the boards on which I serve, number three, confidential financial information relating to the real or anticipated costs of legal action, and number four, information regarding personnel of the foundation. I agree to keep such information confidential. I will not share or discuss such information with anyone who is not a member of the board except for my attorney and counsel for the foundation, or with any member of the board directly involved in related legal action. I understand that if I violate this agreement of confidentiality, it may make me liable for damages to the Pacifica Foundation and to any person whose right to confidentiality is violated by my actions and may be considered conduct adverse to the best interests of the Pacifica Foundation and grounds for disciplinary action up to and including removal from my position as a member of the board. And that's it. And signature and date. And just before I... And I just wanted to suggest that rather than jumping into tonight, you know, a detailed discussion of the pros and cons, especially because nobody or hardly anyone except the directors on this committee have seen
right.
this.
Right.
But also because this was drafted by Pacifica's legal counsel, Dan Siegel, and because he's not with us, I'd like to propose that we maybe just take questions about it tonight and leave the substantive discussion until the next meeting and invite Dan Siegel to be on the call to help us with whatever changes people may want to suggest.
May I say something? Joseph K. I was
yes, go ahead,
that versus the continuing this meeting to midnight, that we hold those questions or present them somehow in email form to each other or to be collected when Dan Siegel is available to speak with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Bob and Sarv, can you send us the form, everything you just read, the motivation in the form?
Sure. I'll post it right
send
now. I'll post this to the committee right now.
Thank you.
Okay, so let me see. What is next? Okay, so that takes care of that one. Now, at our last PMB meeting, and again, we can do some of the same thing, is that we can at least motivate these, say what they're about, and then deal with them at the next meeting because we're running out of time again. Okay. The protocol for resignations, I will also communicate that by emails, but I will tell you that I had motivated it because sometimes people get very upset during LSB meetings, for example, and they say, oh, that's enough, I resign. And they can get exasperated over any particular thing. And I thought it would be wise to have a cooling off period, and my original motion was to allow 2 weeks. Well, the bylaws present some problems with that. Part of it is we have an automatic alternate, so certainly perhaps the wording should be until the next LSB meeting, then we have to decide whether it's the next LSB meeting, regular or special. So there are several issues. Also, if we apply the same thing to a PMB member, the bylaws state that the director, if he or she resigns, has to be replaced immediately. Now, immediately is not defined, and of course that's the purpose of governance, is to develop policy to define what immediately means. We can make it mean 2 weeks, or we can say till the next LSB meeting. To me, that would be more reasonable, but we should have this discussion. And because we don't want to lose valuable members, simply because they get upset, because a lot in Pacifica can make us upset from time to time. Anyway, so that was the motivation of that, but I will communicate that by email, and it's a discussion. I'm not wedded to any particular time frame for as a cooling off period. Affiliate direction, director election process for 2008, I recommend that this item go to the bylaws working group, and what needs to be considered is that the bylaws specify that the affiliate, there's a whole review, and again, I don't have them before me, but there's a whole formula where the director, according to the bylaws, is seated later than we did this year because we passed a special rule, and so that needs to be visited because it needs to be a consistent bylaws change, but also a process for electing and a time frame, actually, because the process is already in the bylaws, so that we're okay for 2008. And so those who are familiar with what the PMB did can address that one. If you don't know, then I can help you with that. The LSB, compliance with LSB roles and responsibilities, that grew out of, initially, there was a motion by a former director, Patty Heffley, that was subsequently amended, and then I came up with another motion, but all of it stemmed from those things that the LSB, as a committee of the PMB, has certain responsibilities that are identified, obviously, in the bylaws. Among them are town hall meetings and, you know, various, and of course, for GM and PD reviews and so forth. And what we realized was that some of the LSBs have kind of fallen behind on that. So we just want to have reports. Last year, we said that by September, we needed to get reports from the LSB chairs. We eventually got them, not all exactly at that time. But I believe the motion, which was mine, implies that it's an ongoing process. So we just need to look at that, because that was a couple of isolated motions, and I think that others have something to say about that. I'm just recapping them. I'm not speaking to or from. But these are the items that were referred to. Mm-hmm.
Lydia, this is Wendy. I just wanted to tell you I'm on the call. I'm so sorry I'm so late.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, our Paul.
Is that Wendy?
Excellent minute.
Who was that?
Wendy. That was Wendy from KPFT. Okay.
Wendy, where have you been?
Yeah. Okay. So then, anyway, so those are those items. And again, for all of those who have motivated those, I recommend that we all send these out by email, so that the committee, we have several new members on this committee, and everybody needs to be brought up to date. And I don't know, the other directors can help me. Is there anything here that you think needs to be addressed prior to the CMB meeting in April?
I think confidentiality is an important one.
Except for confidentiality.
Yeah.
So that speaks to needing to meet before the PMB meeting.
This is Bob.
Is that correct? Bob?
That would be ideal, but unfortunately Dan Siegel just wrote us he's going to be on vacation until just a couple days before the PMB meeting.
So any suggestions?
Well, we can take our internal dialogue, comments, and we can talk among ourselves. When Dan comes, then we can get him to answer some of the questions.
This is Bob again.
Hey, Bob.
I just checked his email to the board, and actually he comes back the 16th. So if we can make our meeting for, you know, the 17th or the 18th or one of those.
What days of the week are those? Can you tell?
Hang on 1 second, I'll tell you.
The 16th is a Monday.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So can anyone, do you think we can schedule it for Monday? Is that when he comes back?
Hang on, I will read you exactly what he said. I will be on vacation out of the country, cell phone range, and probably unable to access my email from April 1st to 16th. So I guess he won't really be available, it sounds like, until
the 17th. And somebody's not available on Tuesdays. Who said they weren't available on Tuesday? Was that Jim? I think it was Jim. Well, I think that we... I propose that we meet, then we have our April meeting, April 17th, because that is something that was specifically referred to us from the PNB in Houston. Hello, anyone? Any thoughts?
And I'll second it, because there were two people who weren't available on Wednesday and only one who wasn't available on Tuesday the 17th.
Okay.
So was that a motion for the chair?
Yes, that's a motion from the chair.
Jorgen seconds it.
At 8:30 Eastern. Bob, do you still have the KPFT org calendar?
Yeah, there is an affiliates committee meeting that night. But in theory, if there's no overlapping membership here, we can ask that, and it might not be a problem.
Well, I need... Can John hear us? John?
I'm on that committee, too.
John, serious?
Hi, I was
you
muted.
No longer muted.
Hi, I was muted.
Okay, well, then that...
Can you hear me?
What? Yeah, John?
Yeah.
We were wondering how two committees can meet at the same time and be...
Only if Otis is able to stream the other. It's really not a good idea.
Okay.
All right?
What time is the affiliates meeting?
8:30.
You are now muted.
Okay.
How about on the weekend? No weekend.
No, but it, the problem is that Dan won't be around.
Right.
Well, this is what I recommend. I recommend that we meet on the 16th regardless, and that we have the discussion and that we come out at least with a recommendation pending approval of council and the council, since Dan is joining us for the full PMB meeting, he can advise us at that point. But at least we will have flushed out any of the questions with regard to this. I actually have some questions. I mean, I actually have some concerns in terms of wording, and I have some auxiliary issues that Dan can just answer at the PMB meeting.
Lydia, this is Wendy.
Yes. Go ahead.
So you're talking about April 15th, which is a Sunday?
No, April 16th.
16th, which is a Monday. Okay.
Okay,
I don't know. I'm driving. I can't look.
I'm sorry.
Here?
I can't look because I'm driving, but it seems like that might be okay.
Oh, okay. I think it's better to have Siegel's advice at this meeting because the language is very severe about liability for people who might accidentally violate the agreement, liability from on several fronts, and disciplinary action.
Right. Well, we're not saying that we can't. We're just an advisory committee, and what I said was that we can, at our meeting, since we don't have time tonight because our time is basically up, is to flush out the objections and so forth. And communicate them to Dan. The next day he'll be in his office, presumably. And then, you know, then he'll know what some of the concerns are of the committee members. And then at the PMB, he can further advise us and answer other questions. But clearly we can't meet beforehand. It's getting too close to when we're all going to be traveling.
The chair.
I ask
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Question? The motion that I have on the floor is for April 17th. Is that getting changed to April 16th now?
Oh.
Right.
No, I guess the 16th was because we had thought that that's when he was coming back. Now I'm completely confused. Because 17 is because there's another committee meeting, and John advised us not to have parallel meetings. It's the affiliates meeting.
So the motion changes from April 17th to April 16th now?
I think so. John, Bob, 16th is open?
Yeah, it's open, but I want to speak to it, if I may.
Sure.
Yeah, I really don't think it's a productive use of the board's time to have to go over, really, in essence, exactly what this committee's work is to do, which is to refine motions and work out the wording, and that's why we need Dan Siegel on the call when we take this up. So my recommendation.
So what do you recommend?
Okay, coming to that, that either based on the polling that we agreed to do earlier of the people who aren't here tonight, that either we do the 18th, or if not, much as I'm not thrilled about putting this off a month, that you know we do it whenever the committee can meet, you know, which might be that following week, and then take it up at the PNB's May teleconference.
Okay.
Sarv?
I have a question after that.
Okay. Sarv, what is your response to that since you made this motion?
Well, I think if we want to have our council on the call, then I think that it's okay to go the week of 23rd and have some time 25th or 26th, whatever. He will be here, and I think that, and he knows the issues because I ran this one by him, and he made some changes to it. So he's pretty
right,
well aware.
Right, but I mean that would mean that we wouldn't approve this until the May PMB meeting. I just want to be clear.
Yeah, that I would like to have it as approved as fast as we can. But if people have lots of questions, then I think it's nice to have him there.
Okay. Wendy.
My question is, and again, I apologize, a work commitment came up, but so you're talking about a motion on confidentiality with board members?
It's the motion that we all received at the PMB meeting in Houston.
Okay.
And it was referred to governance.
Okay, can somebody send that out again, or did you already do that?
Bob was going to send it out to
us. I just sent it out 5 minutes ago to the whole committee.
Okay, excellent. And I appreciate Bob's advice that it doesn't necessarily have to happen before this meeting. I mean, right now everybody's scrambling to have all these meetings right before the PNB meeting. And so I think we've waited this long. I don't know that it's that urgent.
Okay, and what we decided otherwise prior to this having come up is that we would decide by email when our April meeting would be.
Okay, thank you.
So many people were missing. Okay, so if now the new business, and this is just to announce it so then it's properly noticed, are issues that Grace motivated, Grace and then Sarve had some. Grace, you want to just rearticulate those so that we know that we're going to be dealing with in the forthcoming meeting?
Okay, there were two items. One is to ensure that the stations in the national office are in compliance or on the path to compliance with Title VII, which includes sexual harassment training, ensuring that just everything that the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission suggests be in place. And then the second item is having the PNB monitor the existence or creation of community advisory boards to ensure that we have functioning community advisory boards that are different stations. And especially since I believe that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting changed its criteria regarding community advisory boards in the last year. Those are the two items.
Okay, thank you. And then Sarve had brought us Code of Conduct of Governing Bodies, but Sarve, since you're on the Code of Conduct, which also deals with ethics, I would recommend that be taken up by that working group. And also, the other one is the mandate of each of the committees, and I think that's an important one. And I know that the committees I serve on have been trying to develop a mandate about it, or at least one or two of them, that will be presented, but we should raise this at the PMB level.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
The reason I raised that question was that when our national election director wrote his report, I talked with him, and he mentioned in his report as well as verbally, he thinks that one of the problems that we have throughout our Pacifica is that sometimes all our committees go way beyond into other than their mandated function. And it's a good idea for governance to have idea. They don't have to make any rulings on it right now, but at least on record, what is the clear mandate from the Pacifica National Board for each committee is, so that we keep that intact, so that when we see people making one committee do things way the hell outside of their mandate and function, then we can at least know that our governance is on top of it, and we can say, hey, you know, this committee, this function belongs here, or, so that people can't go there and just assume responsibility that they were not even mandated to have. So
yes,
that was the reason, and I think we should.
Go ahead.
Hello?
And right. Okay. We can definitely take that up at a forthcoming meeting. And in the interim, I would recommend that everyone catch up on their bylaws, and because the standing committees are clearly defined in there, obviously, that there's more to it than is there. But it does give you the confines of the standing committees at least. And so
right.
if we can take that up at a future meeting, definitely. And is there any other, anything else? Oh, wait, one more thing. Is Wendy the only person that joined us? Because we did. I would like to ask Wendy if you wanted to run for chair, vice chair, or secretary.
Oh, thank you very much. Did you take nominations?
We took nominations, so, but
so who'd
you were
get?
Not present. okay, Sarv for chair, I'm vice chair, and Arpal for secretary. Are you interested in any of those? It's not like no one's running against anyone.
Oh, my God. So, wait, so did you make some plan to, there's a lot of people who weren't here, right? Is there
yes.
time for them to step forward?
Well, you know, I sent out the notice with the agenda to everyone. No one expressed any interest. I don't know how long we want to drag this on. We would, I think we should just move on and send out a ballot unless you object and think we should open it up for a period of time.
Well, you know, why don't we say that, I mean, I was on the programming committee last night and they did this, you know, or they decided to leave it open for... Well, I think they said 24 hours, at least, to see if any of the people that weren't on the call wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's a good idea.
Okay, now the only problem with that is that we had decided to only do an email ballot because it wasn't contested, so we would have to reopen the issue.
You're going to do email ballot?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because there's no one running against anyone.
That's right.
Well, okay, this is so amazing because we're the governance committee, and all these other committees are going through all these different hoops, and if we say that we can have email ballots,
we're not the only ones doing email ballots. Every committee I've served on is doing email ballots as well as snail mail.
As well as the mail ballot? All right, look,
yes.
I'll talk to you guys about this. I have some issues with that, but I came on way late, and you're ready to adjourn. But let me just say that can we just move to wait 24 hours to see if anybody else would like to run for chair and then do the email ballot or whatever it is?
Yes, that's fine. But are you interested in running for any of these is the question.
Well, I wasn't, and the fact that, you know, I might be able to talk somebody else into it, maybe. I don't know. I've got so much on my plate. I hate to just let it stand like this. But I also have to. I need 24 hours to decide.
So I gather there's a motion on the floor made by Wendy Troll that says we wait.
Keep nominations open for 24 hours.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, then we need to come up. I'll come up with a separate motion. If after 24 hours someone else runs against someone else, then I would recommend a mail ballot for those who wish to keep their balloting confidential, and then I would recommend. That they be sent to our secretary, Mary Berg, or they could be sent to the election committee at KPFK. What do people feel?
Part of information.
Yes.
How would these people be nominated?
Pardon? They can self-nominate. Anyone can self-nominate from the committee.
Okay, and so we're going
to... So the motion is that the people who are not present may self-nominate by email.
All right.
And if there is more than one candidate for any of the three offices, that and respondents wish to keep their response confidential, their ballot confidential, they may mail it to the Secretary Mary Berg, and then we'll have to get her contact information. But we will leave nominations open until, what is today? Until Saturday, until midnight Friday.
Okay. So I seem to have two motions coming up. one by Wendy Schroll, that we wait 24 hours to see if anyone else wants to run for office. Correct?
Yes. Yes, but Wendy, can we just make that midnight instead of 24 hours, midnight tomorrow?
Yes.
Midnight Friday, the March 30th.
Let me suggest 12:01 a.m. Saturday.
Eastern or Pacific?
What time?
Okay, so the motion will be, because that way we disambiguate this. Otherwise, somebody will
have an argument. Okay, that's fine.
We wait, but I have the motion as from Wendy. We wait until 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday to see if anyone else wants to run for office. Right?
Yes, that's fine. Yes.
Okay.
Anyone else on the committee?
Well, obviously, yeah, only committee members. And then I have a motion, which when we dispose of that one, the next motion will be from Lydia, that basically if anyone else runs for officer, that we do a mail ballot.
Well, we'll do a mail ballot, may do a mail ballot, if they wish to keep it confidential. Some of us don't care. And we'd much rather respond by email.
If there's a contested election, I think we have to do it the other way.
No, we don't. Nobody else is doing that.
Well, I can't help if everyone else jumps off the roof.
Okay, should we take a roll call on this?
Wait, hold on. Let me look up. I think the bylaws say secret ballot. So let us look for 1 second. Hold on.
Well, he's looking that up.
We are looking for the word secret ballot.
They do. We go through this every time. And I'm all for streamlining that, and I think it should come from this governance committee, a motion
right.
to the PNB on how to do it.
Exactly. And the other committees are doing it. Mary, our PNB secretary, is giving everyone the option.
I'd like to comment.
It's ambiguous.
Yeah, Phoebe?
If there's only one person who wants confidentiality in their vote, and they're the only person who snail mails it in and everybody else emails it, then that person's confidentiality will not exist.
Yeah.
That's
except
true.
In their mind.
That's good.
Well, no, because people don't know, because of the number they can eventually deduce. Okay, someone else give it a.
Does it? We know who's anonymous.
Oh, but I'm telling you, snail mail has really become problematic on some of the other elections. Things, you know, mail that you think is going to get there in a reasonable period of time, even a week, doesn't get there. So.
I'm with you. Email's better. But we need to just establish.
Bylaws say a ballot. They don't say secret ballot. So, however, I think this is flaky, but I mean, I can go along with it if there's nobody opposing. However, if somebody else wants to run, I'm not sure that we can do it in that way.
Well, we can, because there's nothing specified in the bylaws. This is the governance committee that can make recommendations to the PNB about it, but I can tell you in practice the other committees are doing it that way. But, we can decide to do whatever we want.
Other committees are. Okay.
Yes. I mean, Mary is putting that out for every one of the ballots that she is asked to send out.
I'm saying it's not standardized, and it would be helpful if it was.
Okay. I'd like to call the question.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, well, we only have one motion. The other one's quite unclear. But anyway, okay, Paul, let's call the question on the first one, which is to leave it open for 20 till 12:01 tomorrow.
I think actually this may be in Robert, which I am juggling too many things to look in right now.
We trust you.
All right.
Now,
we're going to this now. The first motion is we wait until 12:01 a.m. Saturday to see if Eastern Time. see if anyone else wants to run for office.
And nominates themselves.
Well, that's I think that's understood there, yeah.
Well, let's make it explicit.
All right. Okay. Well,
are there any objections to that motion?
Wait. So somebody wants to change the wording. So I have we wait till 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday to see if anyone else wants to run for office. Anyone else nominates themselves?
No, wishes to self-nominate.
Anyone else?
We don't.
Okay, so it comes down to we wait until 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday to see if anyone else self-nominates for office. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Chair, you want to ask if there's objection?
Call the vote.
Okay. Any objection?
No.
Okay. So that passes. So now we have the issue of email or snail mail.
All right. And the next one is if anyone else runs for officer, that a mail ballot be done.
No, may.
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob?
What I suggest we do what was just done a couple nights ago in the election committee, which is that if any other candidate runs, that there be an option given to all committee members that they can either respond to the email ballot if they don't mind their confidentiality, you know, being...
Right, that was my motion, but then Phoebe made the point that if everybody else responds by email and there's only one, when we're notified that there was one mail ballot and what the final count was, people can deduce what that vote that.
But, you know, the mail... Oh, isn't there mine?
I don't think
we care.
Yeah,
besides,
nine
chances out of ten, not everybody responds, so, in a committee this size.
You can make it an attached file in email, if that's possible, on our listserv. And then, you know, they'll all be identical.
I don't care.
Print it out and put on a pile. You'll know which was which.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we say unless anybody requests that it be by mail? I don't think anybody cares, but just the precedent. If we're the governance committee, I don't know if we should set the precedent.
Well, maybe we should, you know what, we should have Mary Berg, perhaps, send out her standard that she's sending out to all the committees that she's being asked to count, and all of that is in there already. And then it can be... standard and, or, you know, somewhat. It's pretty regular because she's doing it with all the committees.
Hey, Lydia,
mm-hmm.
Is there really a big urgency to elect chair and officers before the PNB meeting?
No, I guess it just has to be done later, but there is actually a lot. I mean, I'm not going to continue to function monitoring, you know, doing some of the things that the convener has to do, which is, among other things, come up with the April meeting. People start, you know, calling, asking questions, making sure that all the things get done that a chair has to do. That needs to start happening right away, and I'm unwilling to do that. So,
okay, one more thing. What we've been doing, you know, for all these 3 years was when everybody's saying that they had to vote by paper ballot and all that stuff, no matter what, whether it was contentious. And what's the difference if somebody decides to run against these nominated officers? Why do you have to change the motion at all? It's still the same thing.
I don't understand what you're saying, but we're already at a point where we've resolved this. Does anybody have any objection? I don't understand what you're saying, Wendy. Do you object to what I just proposed, which was to have Mary send out her standard if there is a contested seat?
No, except that I wish we could have meetings from PNB meetings, Bill and Flint. And it's another person in the chain.
I don't I still don't understand. Maybe it's the echo. Does anyone understand what Wendy is saying?
No, I
can't hear.
You know what? It's all good. It's all good. I don't object.
Okay. So are there no objections to having just standard form that the other committees are using? Okay.
No, I won't object, but I object slightly, but not enough to say I'll object.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you very much. And does anyone want to adjourn?
I move to adjourn. I move to adjourn.
Okay. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Get the vote on that.
Thanks, Lydia.
Okay.
Thank you.
Chair, ask if anybody objects to adjourning. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Not me. Thanks. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.